From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Tug, in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tug grew up in a rope and pulley household. His parents, Holler and Marik, ran a small workshop on the harborfront of the coastal city of Ballard. The workshop built block and tackle systems for the city's harbor cranes. A block and tackle, for anyone who has not been on a harborfront, is a system of ropes and pulleys that lets one person lift very heavy things by exchanging force for distance. If you pull 10 feet of rope, the load lifts 1 foot. But the load can be 10 times as heavy as the force you exert. It is one of the oldest mechanical advantage tricks in shipbuilding. The workshop smelled of rope oil and tar and salt. The walls were hung with pulleys of every size. Wooden pulleys, brass pulleys, big iron pulleys for the heavy cranes. The floor was always swept, but always also coiled with rope. The workshop was, by harbor standards, busy. Cranes broke. Cranes needed re-rigging. Cranes were replaced. The workshop had a steady three-generational reputation for never letting a crane stay broken for long. Tug, whose given name was Lash, though everyone called him Tug from the time he was 2 because he was always tugging on his parents' aprons, was the only child. He grew up in the workshop. He learned to walk on its sawdust floor. He learned to read by spelling out the names of the harbor master's clients on shipping bills. He learned to count by counting pulleys. What he learned most deeply, however, was a principle his father stated constantly, every working day. Every pull has a counterpull. This was the foundational principle of the workshop. Every rope that pulled in one direction had to be balanced by a rope, or a fixed point, or a counterweight, that pulled in the opposite direction. If the system was not balanced, it would skid. The crane would swing. The load would drop. The harbor would have an accident. Tug heard his father say this hundreds of times. Every time a rope was rigged, his father would test the counterpull, pulling gently on the new rope in the opposite direction it was meant to bear, watching the system, feeling whether the balance held. Every rigging ended with a test of the counterpull. Tug, by the time he was 12, understood the principle viscerally. Every action had a counteraction. Every pull had a counterpull. Every operation needed its inverse. When he was 13, his mother, Marik, who had been schooled at the academy in her own youth and who was the family's resident reader, handed him a book on arithmetic. The book had a chapter on inverse operations. Tug read it. He sat back. He said, "Mother, the arithmetic does the same thing as the workshop." His mother said, "What do you mean?" Tug said, "Addition pulls a number up the line. Subtraction pulls it back down. They are counterpulls. You add 5, you have to subtract 5 to get back. That is the same as testing the counterpull on a rope. The arithmetic has the counterpulls built in."
His mother set down her sewing. She had a small smile. She said, "Lash, that is exactly right. You have just understood inverse operations. They are why algebra works. They are why equations can be solved. Every operation has its undo. The undo is the counterpull." Tug said, "Multiplication and division?" His mother said, "Counterpulls. Multiply by 3, divide by 3 to undo. The number returns. It is the same principle." Tug said, "Squaring and square root?" His mother said, "Same. Square a positive number. Take the square root to undo. For the positive root, the number returns." Tug said, "All of arithmetic works this way?"
His mother said, "All of arithmetic. Every operation has an inverse. The inverses are why you can solve equations. The inverse is what you apply to get back to the variable. That is the whole trick of algebra."
Tug spent the next 2 years thinking about this. He still helped in the workshop. He still learned to splice rope. He still tested counterpoles. But he had, his mother eventually realized, decided what he was going to do with his life. When he was 16, he went to the academy. He spent 4 years there. He returned to Ballard. He spent 2 years helping his parents transition the workshop to his cousin, who was now the third generation to run it. He returned to the academy at 22. He has been teaching inverse operations to children ever since. In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He brings a small wooden pulley from his parents' workshop. They sent him with one when he left at 22. It has been in his pocket every working day for 9 years. He sets it on the desk. He runs a length of red cord through it. He gives one end of the cord to a child on his left. He gives the other end of the cord to a child on his right. He says, "Pull the left side." The child on the left pulls. The cord moves through the pulley. The cord on the right grows shorter. Tug says, "Now pull the right side."
The child on the right pulls. The cord moves back through the pulley. The cord on the left grows shorter. The system returns to where it started. Tug says, "Every pull has a counterpull. Every operation has its undo. That is everything about inverse operations." Then he writes on the board, "X plus 5 equals 12. He says, "Subtract 5 from both sides. The plus 5 and minus 5 are counterpoles. They cancel. You are left with X equals 7. The children always see it. They have just seen the pulley. They see the equation. When children ask whether inverse operations are hard, Tug always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are counterpoles. Every operation pulls one way. Its inverse pulls the other way. To get back to the variable, apply the counterpull. The arithmetic always returns." He still keeps the wooden pulley in his pocket. The children sometimes ask to hold it. He always lets them. He says, "The pulley taught me. I am only passing it on."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tug. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.